Sunnism and Shiism are the two major branches of Islam. During the past years, many so-called Takfiri groups have tried to create conflict between Sunnis and Shias by emphasizing on the differences between the two sects. I'm Ali Farnoodi, and in this episode of Iran Today, we're going to take a closer look at the relationship between the Sunnis and the Shias in Iran. Stay with us. Of 1.6 billion Muslims in the world are Sunnis, about 15% that make up somewhere between 165 and 190 million people are Shias. Most Shias believe in the rule of 12 leaders or imams after the Prophet, and the rest are comprised of many other groups.
Shias make up the majority of the population of Iran, Iraq and Bahrain, and they form a politically significant minority in Lebanon. Iran's population, in contrast to the Muslim world, has overwhelmingly more Shias than Sunnis. Between 90 and 95% of Iranians are Shias.
You know that the majority of the people in Iran are Shia Muslims, but the way Sunni Muslims are treated in this country is very interesting for the world. As you see, sectarian conflict between Sunni and Shia Muslims are ripping apart some neighboring countries, but when it comes to Iran, you cannot find such a thing. In fact, no one has managed to sow discord between Sunni and Shia Muslims in Iran, and the solidarity and friendship between them have proved to be unbreakable. Our enemies across the world are trying to cause a rift between Sunni and Shia Muslims in this country, but they haven't been successful at all in this regard.
In 2005, while under US occupation, the Shia government of Iraq gained political majority. In some countries such as Iraq, Syria, Kuwait and Bahrain, it has become common for members of the two Muslim sects to intermarry and pray at the same mosque. Likewise, some Sunnis have complained of discrimination in the Shia-dominated provinces.
As a person who has been in almost all regions where both Sunni and Shia Muslims live together, and as a person who is in touch with many Sunni intellectuals, I dare say that if the relationship between Sunni and Shia Muslims in all over the world was like that in Iran, the world would never witness such friction between them. A friction that in fact is a plot hatched by the enemies of Islam. Or if there was a friction, at least it would be very significant. As far as security issues are concerned, Sunni and Shia Muslims are living together without posing any threat to each other. That's while in other parts of the world, such level of security doesn't exist.
The difference between Sunni and Shia occurred about 1400 years ago when Prophet Muhammad passed away. Prophet Muhammad's passing led to a dispute over his successor as the ruler of Muslims, who had spread over various parts of the world.
Over the years, Sunni-Shia relations has consisted of both cooperation and conflict. Both Sunnis and Shias share faith in the Quran and consider it to be divine. They perform very similar prayers, but they differ in the interpretation of Islamic law and some rituals. Although they follow Prophet Muhammad's sayings, they have different interpretations. Study of the two sects shows that the resemblances are far greater than the differences.
Regarding the Islamic principles, Muslims hold the same beliefs. All of them worship the same God, Allah, that is monotheism. They follow the same Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That is prophecy. Muslims all believe that they will have a new life after their deaths. They believe in the same holy book, Quran. Muslims also respect other religions. Muslims all pray toward the same direction, called Qibla.
Iran's policy is to encourage the peace between its Sunni and Shia citizens. At the beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, designated a week between the 12th and the 17th of Rabiul Awal, the third month on the Arabic lunar calendar, as the Unity Week in Iran and in other parts of the world of Islam, as a symbol to unify and put aside dispute and tension between Shias and Sunnis. To clarify this matter, we've come to talk to the prayer leader at the Masjid al-Reza Mosque, one of Tehran's famous mosques.
The Week of Unity is a week of symbolic significance for Muslims. It was suggested by the Islamic Republic of Iran when Imam Khomeini was at the helm of the country. It was suggested to create a unity between Sunni and Shia Muslims. As you know, there is a disagreement between Sunni and Shia Muslims over the exact birthday of the Prophet. But during the Week of Unity, Muslims celebrate the whole week so as to resolve the disagreement.
By celebrating a week, both Muslim branches can celebrate this event in unity without quarreling over the specific date. Several conferences are held annually in Iran, with many Muslim scholars from inside and outside the country congregating to discuss Muslim unity and threat posed by sectarianism and the Takfiri groups against Muslim countries.
There are a number of hadiths that go like this: be happy when we are and be sad when we are. We believe that we must pay more attention to those ceremonies that bring forth joy and happiness to society. That's what Sunni Muslims also believe in. They also hold happy ceremonies. We take full advantages of this occasion to create a happy atmosphere among Muslim communities.
Whether it is Islamic interparliamentary union meeting or any conferences in which top officials from different Muslim countries participate, or Islamic unity conferences, all of them are totally beneficial as they make different orientations and sects close to each other in order to create solidarity among Muslim countries.
Nowadays, with the rise of ISIS in the West, Iran is trying to move beyond the Shia-Sunni division and work towards creating a community that minimizes the conflict between the two main branches of Islam.
As a country, Iran is made up of many different tribes, with Islam as their major religion. We are a united nation with Sunni and Shia Muslims merged with each other. All ethnic groups in Iran, such as the Kurds, Turks, Fars, Baluch, Turkmen, and Arabs, have merged with each other to form the Iranian nation. That's why we are insulated from civil disturbance unless you know where there are some extremist people on both sides who are after their own personal interests.